This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 316. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, I want to welcome you to our show today. I constantly hear from small business owners that they complain about one thing over everything else, that they don't have enough time. We're going to talk about today how you can actually get over 60 minutes back to your day each and every single day. We're also going to talk about how what you have to do with Obamacare, because it definitely is a reality for 2015. And there are both taxes, but also tax credits for a lot of small businesses out there. And we're also going to discuss the biggest lie that small business owners tell themselves, and it's not what you think. But first, one of the worst parts about a business is having to resell to new customers every single month. This can get expensive and tiring for small business owners as they continue to work to fill their pipeline. What if, now consider, what if you had a business that was subscription-based where every month customers automatically renewed or ordered? That sounds pretty good. To show us how to do that is John Warlow. He's the creator of the Value Builder System. He's also the author of a new book. It's called The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Barry.
We all want that automatic customer, right?
Well, I think so, but it's an elusive thing for a lot of companies because they are living in the transaction world where they're trying to drum up a customer. You know, if you think about a flower store, we're walking down the street and you have to intercept them, the person on the way home on their wedding anniversary, who's trying to sell them flowers. But, you know, there are different ways to build a flower store model. Another example is a company called H. Bloom that sells flowers on subscription. So they sell, flowers to hotels and spas who buy them on a, regular cadence. And so they've taken a model, a business like selling flowers, which is typically very transactional, very hard to scale, and made it very scalable, very predictable through the subscription business model.
So I think every person listening would say, yeah, I really want my customers to be there every single month to keep renewing. So, but how does selling a subscription differ from selling a one-off product or service?
Yeah, I think, it's you think of the analogy of getting married versus a one-night stand. I mean, in a transaction economy, you're really having a one-night stand with a customer. You're selling them a product, and the deal is done after that. Whereas with a subscription, it's really a marriage. You're becoming a customer for a period of time into the future. And so one of the secrets to selling is...
And we all know we're much happier in marriage, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
One of the ways that you can sell this kind of marriage relationship, the subscription relationship, is to make the proposition that what you've got is 10 times better than a transactional relationship. So good example of that would be a company called New Masters Academy. They're based in California, where they teach you how to do art. So watercolor painting, if that's your thing, they'll teach you how to do that through an online platform. Well, to subscribe to New Masters, it costs $30 a month. The alternative is you go to a community college and you spend $600 or $800 on a course. And so New Masters is 10 times the value proposition. Netflix is 10 times the value proposition of downloading movies on a one-off basis from iTunes. So just start thinking 10x and trying to think about how you could build a value proposition, that compelling.
We're talking with John Warlow. He's the author of a fantastic new book that you got to get. It's called The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. Can every small business owner out there that's listening create a business or morph their business so it's subscription-based, or it only works for certain kinds of folks?
I think virtually any business can create a subscription revenue. It may not replace all of your revenue, but it can create some form of recurring revenue. One example, if you have customers, you can create recurring revenue. One example of that would be the front-of-the-line subscription model, where you carve out your very best customers and say to them, look, we're going to give you expedited service, 911 level service, and in return, you're going to pay us a small subscription fee for that. So a good example of that would be the software guys, like Adobe and Salesforce.com sell these service packs that give you expedited or faster service to their service queue. So if you've got customers, you can create some recurring revenue. And even if it's just 5 or 10% of your revenue, it can have a profound impact on your overall bottom line. If you look at Amazon and Amazon Prime as an example, the average Prime customer spends $1,500 a year with Amazon versus the average just standard customer, non-subscriber, that spends $500 a year. So the Prime subscriber is worth three times that of the traditional customer to Amazon, because once you subscribe, it changes your behavior. You want to deepen your relationship with that customer, so or that company.
There's no question. I'm an exact great example of that, because last year I looked, I ordered 250 times from Amazon.
Wow.
So that's really incredible. So the subscription model really helps you understand what is really the lifetime value of a customer, right? How do I best do that? Are there some tools out there that are make it easy to understand the value of a subscriber?
Absolutely. I mean, and there are some sophisticated tools you can use, but really, at the end of the day, what you're trying to understand is how many months the customer is going to stay with you and how much you charge them per month. So you can look at a typical service like a Netflix and say, well, the average subscriber in Netflix may stay 8 years, as an example, and let's say they spend $10 a month. You can simply figure out that over 8 years at $10 a month, they're do the math and figure out what they are worth to Netflix. The key, though, to figure out your lifetime value is going to be your churn rate, the frequency with which customers unsubscribe. Because that's what is going to really drive your subscription model, is how long people stay.
And so who are the people, some examples you can give us, who are really winning in this subscription economy?
I mean, Birchbox is a great example. Birchbox, you may have heard of these guys.
I have.
So they have hundreds of thousands of subscribers now, where they get a box of new cosmetic samples once a month. Their target market is women. And in particular, women who hate the proposition of buying a $60 bottle of face cream, as an example, at the department store, and then never using it because it doesn't really quite work with their skin tone or skin texture, whatever. And so Birchbox will send you a sample box every month, and they've got hundreds of thousands of women getting these samples. The secret sauce, though, to the Birchbox model is that more than half of women who subscribe to Birchbox have now gone on to buy a full-size version on the Birchbox e-commerce site. So the e-commerce site is much more valuable in terms of profits to Birchbox, and the subscription acts almost like a Trojan horse. It is an excuse to have a relationship with your subscribers once a month.
Now, do you know that people actually pay the vendors to be in the Birchbox?
It depends on the vendor. Most use it out of their sampling budget. So most are literally giving the samples, and it's a great opportunity to have their sample exposed to hundreds of thousands of women who have proven to buy the full-size bottles on the Birchbox website.
You know, again,
Dollar Shave, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you were going to mention Dollar Shave. I was going to mention Harry's, right? I mean, same kind of business where every month they send me my razors.
Isn't it great? And, you know, the other, you know, and again, for folks listening, if you're thinking, well, how does this apply to my business? Remember that consumables are the perfect backdrop for a subscription model, where a consumable is something that just runs out, that you supply your customer that just runs out, and the act of replenishing it is boring or useless or just an annoying to-do. So razor blades is a good example of that. No guy likes to go buy razor blades from Walgreens. It's just one of those tasks. And so Dollar Shave Club and Harry's have actually taken that task off of their customers' to-do list. And so if you've got anything that runs out that customers buy regularly, that's the ideal circumstance for a subscription model.
So, John, what are some of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make when they try to move to a subscription-based model that really causes them some problems?
They try to be half pregnant. They try to have a subscription model and a transactional business. And it's my belief that you've actually got to go all in. And you've actually really got to turn off your transaction business to really get a successful subscription company off the ground. I mean, when you think about someone like Ancestry.com, the subscription-based company that allows you to build your family tree online, you can't just download your great-grandfather's, you know, birth certificate and then say, here's my $10 and move on. With Netflix, you can't just download one movie and not subscribe. You have to make the subscribe decision. And I think too many businesses say, oh, this sounds interesting. I'll just launch this subscription offering on the side. But unless you tell your customers you're all in and they see it in the whites of your eyes, I think that becomes a problem. So I think the biggest mistake is just not going all in.
That's some great advice. Again, we're talking with John Warlow. He's the creator of the Value Builder System. He's also the author of a great new book, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. John, thanks so much for coming back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
I appreciate it. Now, coming up next, would you like to have all the time in the world to get what you want done? Coming up, I'm going to show you how to never, ever, ever, ever run out of time again. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper taking a look at traffic. Over on 80 westbound, watch out for a crash just west of Route 47. It is a rollover accident at Lisbon Road. Serious injuries are being reported near Morris. On the inbound Kennedy, still hitting slow traffic from Addison Street all the way to Division. O'Hara downtown is going to take you 23 minutes from Junction on in this 13, and the express lanes are still going outbound. On the inbound Eisenhower, a little bit of a slowdown from Ashland on into the circle due to ongoing road work. In the left lane from Morgan to the circle. Thorndale to the old post office, 30 minutes. From Mannheim on into 17. CTA Blue Line is having an irregular train service. Both directions of the Blue Line service share a single track on the subway tunnel until Monday, 4 a.m., March 9th, due to maintenance work. It's 41 degrees right now in downtown Chicago. Mostly clear skies and should get a little bit cooler overnight. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
When the Prime Minister of Israel, our only true ally in the Middle East, spoke to Congress, the President got mad. Some Democrats even refused to attend and wouldn't hear his concerns over a treaty with Iran and their attempt to get a nuclear bomb. What is it that has made Democrats and the President the enemy of our friend? They won't use Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence while they cozy up to Iran and turn their back on our friends. Just keep listening to this station, AM 560. The Answer.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
I have a confession to make. My name's Tony Orlando, and I love the services at the UPS store.
I also have a confession to make. I'm a UPS store owner, and I wish more people knew about our printing services.
I love your printing services.
You know we can print almost anything. Flyers, business cards, brochures.
You are my new best friend.
Visit theupsstore.com and see why small business owners can't get enough of everything we do. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location.
With an increasing number of Illinois concealed carry instructors having their credentials revoked, don't leave your training to chance. Safer USA, Chicago's trusted name in firearm training, has trained almost 6,000 students to be responsible firearm owners. We're offering the most comprehensive Illinois concealed carry program available. Our program will actually prepare you to carry a firearm for personal protection, including firearm, holster, and ammunition selection, a comprehensive law review designed to keep you out of trouble, and even how to deal with home invasion. We provide the firearm, ammunition, holster, class notebook, and lunch. Safer USA and the Aurora Sportsman's Club invite you to participate in this one-of-a-kind Illinois concealed carry program. For more information, visit saferusa.com or call 877-954-3030. That's 877-954-3030. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching you to own it responsibly is ours.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
It's funny because many years ago, my mentor, Victoria Labom, always said that people compete with each other on how busy they are. People always say, you know, I'm really busy. No, I'm really busier. The real question is, what are you busy with? And are you busy or are you really being productive? I waste my time during the day on all sorts of stupid things. And this is really the key to actually getting more things done. How do we focus on the things that we really want to make sure that in a single day we really work on the things that most matter? Here to help is Corey Kogan, who is Franklin Covey's global practice leader for productivity, focusing her research and content development around time management, project management, and communication skills. She's one of the authors of a great new book. It's called The 5 Choices to Extraordinary Productivity, Project Management Essentials for the Unofficial Project Manager and Presentation Advantage. Corey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Barry. It's great to be here.
And so why do so many business professionals, in this case small business owners, why do they face so much a challenge on time, and why are we so bad at it?
Well, you know, what you opened up with is really resonating out there when people are confronted with, are you busy or are you productive? And, you know, we have a million things to do, and we have to make, you know, decisions around them. And our brain is not very good at it. Our brain is just trying to keep us alive. So all of that stuff that's being thrown at us all day long, we're just trying to deal with it in a very linear way. And so busy seems to be the norm, when in fact it's not the best way to get things done, and we have to be pretty intentional about changing our behavior around that.
Now, is that because we live in an environment where there's so much more stimulus today than there was 20 or 30 years ago because of electronics?
Well, yes, and in our research and our work, we started with a paradox. We said it's both easier and harder than ever to achieve extraordinary productivity. It's easy because of the technology, and it's harder because it has exacerbated this unstoppable flow of everything coming at us all day long. So it's a real challenge.
So most small business owners' solution to this problem is to constantly multitask, to work faster and faster and faster. And I always joke when I'm out there on the speaking circuit that multitasking causes brain damage. You've done the research, right? What's the truth about multitasking?
Well, and you know, and I come from a small business, you know, environment, the franchise world, and so this is, you know, I know this firsthand. Everybody's trying to do everything, and the research around multitasking is that we sort of can be good switchers doing multiple things, but the terrible truth is you cannot do more than one thing well at a time. So as we're trying to do 5 things at once, talk to our employees, deal with a customer, put the system in, do the accounting, there's your room for error is extraordinarily high, and it takes some discipline and, again, rewiring our brain to say, wait a minute, I really need to focus on this employee right now, get them what they need, and have a really engaged employee, instead of one that just feels dissed all the time.
So we're talking with Corey Kogan. She's the Franklin Covey Global Practice Leader for Productivity. She has a book out. It's called The 5 Choices of Extraordinary Productivity, Project Management Essentials for the Unofficial Project Manager and Presentation Advantage. So what are the 5 choices? Let's talk about choice number 1. You say act on the important, don't react to the urgent.
Yeah, it's really foundational, and another foundational principle is that our brain is the number one time management tool in the 21st century. So once you get that, then you need a process in order to carefully pause, clarify, and decide on every single thing that's incoming to get a very conscious or decision around the return on the moment, what we call the ROM. So in choice 1, we use the time matrix, the confluence of the word urgent and important, in order to do that discernment. It came in right now. Is it the most important thing I need to do? Do I need to plan it? Is it just a distraction? Is it just a waste of time? What is it? And then you act on it accordingly. So it's a great process, either on an individual basis or for the whole team, to really have this language and methodology to act on the important and really question a lot of things coming in to make sure we're just not operating like hamsters on a wheel.
Because we are definitely reacting to a lot of things. We're constantly getting pushed and shoved with all these bings, buzzes, and all these electronic kind of things, people interrupting us, right? And that does not add to your productivity for sure.
No, and that's the brain. That's the reactive part of the brain just trying to keep us alive. We're mindlessly handling all those emails coming in. We're mindlessly handling all the little things, and they may need to get handled, but really discerning what are the higher value decisions, what I really need to do now, what do I need to get scheduled so I don't leave it to the last minute, that will make the biggest difference in a small business, whether it's just starting up or it's trying to get to the next level.
So one of the other choices you talk about is rule your technology, don't let it rule you. And I'm always amazed how much I see people's smartphones run their lives.
It is amazing. I could tell you 100 stories, and I can't do that in 2 minutes, obviously. But it is, again, this mindlessness is what needs to be overcome, and we need to get intentional. So not only are our smartphones running our lives, which could be healthy, it's just if we're treating our technology like a pack of cigarettes, where it's an addiction, where we're, you know, 2 hours after checking out a Google thing, we're still clicking on links, and we missed working with our employees or, you know, creating a new system in the business, whatever it might be, that's when it's terrible. So really getting mindful about how we're using our technology is really the key. Because like I said before, it can be really helpful. We just have to learn how to rule it.
Exactly. One of the other choices you talk about is say, schedule the big rocks, don't sort the gravel. And I totally agree with this because one of my biggest rules of productivity is the night before I decide the two things that I got to work on that next day that I got to do first before I do anything else, check my email, check my Facebook, any of those kind of things. So I really do try to work on the big rocks. How do people, A, decide what those big rocks are, and B, how do they make sure that they don't get interrupted while they're working on those rocks?
Yeah, great question. And that goes to back to choice three. So it's really important that you're doing choice one and choice two. Discerning, having a process to discern the incoming, and in choice two, act on, go for extraordinary, don't settle for ordinary, is where you really get clear intentionally on what is important. So what happens is once you get clear on what's important, both whether it's with the boss or your own roles in life today, then we can make the 30-10 promise, 30 minutes before the week starts, where you do exactly what you just said. Based on what I know is important, what are the one or two most important things I need to do in each of my roles or for my boss next week, and you get them in your calendar before the week starts. And that raises the probabilities of accomplishment by just getting into your calendar. And then you take 10 minutes at the end of every day to reconcile your calendar because you're going to get interrupted. It's not all going to go perfectly, but you make sure you've moved stuff. You've got everything in a place where you are going to get it done before the week ends. So that's how you do it, and you'll have great results if you just have some planning systems in place.
Now, the choice number five, which I love, again, fuel your fire, don't burn out, because being just busy, not productive, for small business owners, Corey, is the fastest way to burn them out.
Well, and we think working 100 hours a week is productive, and it's not. I mean, sometimes we need to do that. But choice five, fuel your fire, don't burn out, is really about keeping your brain healthy because it has to make those high-value decisions and stay focused on the important things. And so pick one of the five energy drivers, move, eat, sleep, relax, and connect, and get really good at it because the research is astounding on how awful our brains will operate if we're not moving during the day, if we're not eating right, sleeping right, keeping our stress down, etc. So it's really an important choice.
Well, last question I got to ask you is kind of off topic, but is there a lot of pressure on you having the title being Global Practice Leader of Productivity to actually be productive?
You know, what a fabulous question. I work, always have. I'm not even going to say I try. I will not get on an interview like this or get up in front of a group or write a book and be an imposter. So I work to act within the guidelines of what we're, you know, putting out there for everybody else. And I will be the first one to say that it's not easy, that I'm not perfect. And I will give examples of that when I'm speaking. But here's the good news. Because I know the guidelines, I know how to do this, I know how to get back on the wagon, I know how to get back on the horse within 20 to 30 minutes when I find 200 emails in my inbox.
And that's really the key. Corey, thanks so much for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you at Franklin Covey?
So you can go to www.thefivechoices.com, and you can reach me at corey.kogan@franklincovey.com as well.
Corey, thanks again.
Thank you, Barry. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, what does your business need to know about Obamacare right now? What are the taxes, but what also are the tax credits out there? We'll talk about that next. Is AM 560 The Answer?
So, the Republicans are starting to figure out who they want to try to take back our country in November 2016. They need to stay focused on the goal. Rather than tear apart the party and bring down the candidate they don't want, Republicans would be smart to focus on what's truly important. After 8 years of a liberal in the White House, undoing the damage has to be the top priority. Republicans should rally together around that one candidate who is the most electable. Can they do that? We'll find out. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. It's been 1 year since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared. A required report out with just a speck of speculation.
The last bit of the analysis is this look at lithium-ion batteries, which we know there was a consignment of lithium-ion batteries on the plane. These are batteries which can, under certain situations, catch fire.
Sky News reporter Mark Stone in Selma remembering the Bloody Sunday Civil Rights March 50 years ago, President Obama comparing and contrasting that with what happened recently.
What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was.
President George W. Bush and some 100 members of Congress there, too. For most of the nation, it's now daylight saving time. That means your clocks should have sprung forward 1 hour. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikia Nichelle taking a look at traffic. No complaints making your way in or out on the Edens. However, inbound Kennedy slows at Foster 2 Division. It's 26-2 downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 14. On the flip, 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 20. Express lanes are open at 8. Inbound Ike is sluggish at 25th to Harlem, also at Ashland to the Circle. 32 to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 19. Heading outbound is a little sluggish because of an earlier crash at Central 2 Displains. It's 18 to Mannheim and to Thorndale 31. No complaints as you're making your way in or out on the Stevenson. North and southbound on 55 looks good. And inbound on the Ryan that snags at Roosevelt to the Circle. 16 to downtown from 95th and 15 if you're going outbound. It's 40 degrees and fair tonight, a low of 29. Tomorrow, a high of 41. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com, and nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
Okay. Let's see. We need a timeline,
lunch menu, vegetarian options, tables and chairs, some sort of buffet setup, coffee and tea, cupcakes, dessert options.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, but the successful ones all have one thing in common. They start and end with a professional team that really understands what you want. Tasty Catering serves up the finest menus for all companies. And with event planning and rental services, you won't need to contact any other companies to plan your entire event. It can all be done right here. TastyCatering.com even has online event resources, like the exclusive venue finder, so your planning is efficient. You can be sure you're hosting the most successful event possible. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
I know there's still a lot of small business out there that are confused about the rules and regulations about Obamacare. And here to help today is Louis Balbier. He joined Kaufman Rosin in 2012 as director of tax services, recognized by South Florida Business Journal as a key partner in 2011. Louis has over 20 years of experience providing various tax and accounting services to his clients. He's a frequent speaker and author and has published articles in Miami Herald, The Washington Post, Bloomberg BNA. Louis, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So as a small business owner this year, 2015, what do I got to know about Obamacare and how it's going to affect my business?
So two things in general. First of all, with regard to some guidance that came out very late in 2013, if a small business owner was reimbursing an employee for health insurance that they purchased outside of a group term health plan, now we need to be very careful because those reimbursements could subject the employer to a penalty.
Now, why is that?
Well, so under the Affordable Care Act, there's some market reforms that were put in place, and those market reforms require that certain health insurance, all health insurers have certain benefits included. And so if the employer reimburses an employee and they go out into the marketplace and buys health insurance, there's no guarantee that those requirements are being met.
Right, because there's a minimum of kind of health insurance you got to have. So a lot of small business owners, what they're really worried about is they're worried about this 50 full-time people kind of thing. There are certain requirements of having health insurance for your employees above 50 or below 50, and there are certain taxes that kick in if you don't. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so certainly above 50, and that's actually been between 50 and 100, those rules are being phased in. So for 14 over 100 employees, full-time equivalents would be subject to a pay-or-play regime. But on our small business clients under 50, those rules wouldn't apply. Where we are seeing issues in our client base, and we've been consulting with our clients at Kaufman Rosin, is where we have an employer who couldn't afford or couldn't find affordable group health insurance. And therefore, it reimbursed their employees to go out and buy health insurance on their own. That regime under the new guidance in 2013, effective January 1, is prohibited.
Right, exactly. And so
it subjects the employer potentially to $100 per day per employee penalty.
That's the penalty. Now, there are also some tax credits, or let's look at the other side. There are also some tax credits on Obamacare for small business owners, right?
That's right. So there's a credit for employers that provide health insurance tied to the census. So typically you're going to find it in industries where wages are particularly low. And that credit is only, well, it's 50% of the premiums that are paid, let's say that first. And the employer is eligible for that credit for 2 years.
So only the first 2 years?
Only the first 2 years.
And so it's 50% of the premiums, and that's for people that are below 50 or above 50, or only if you're above 50?
No, it's below 50, but it's also tied to the wages that are paid to the employees, and the census is typically such that you have manual labor kind of professions or industries.
And so what about people above 50? Is there a tax credit there, or you just got to do it?
there isn't. You just have to do it.
So how do you think? How have you seen that these taxes and rebates and tax credits are really affecting a lot of employees and businesses?
It's created a lot of confusion. And look, the law is complicated, and it's got staggered enactment dates. So I think business owners are just trying to keep up.
So if you're a small business owner listening to this, what would you suggest they go out and do? Who should they be talking to?
So they should be talking to, in my mind, with regard to the Affordable Care Act, three folks. They ought to be talking to their insurance providers. They ought to be talking to tax counsel that specializes in health insurance. And they should absolutely be talking with their CPAs about some of the penalty provisions and some of the compliance features that are in the law.
And so let's talk about just, you know, real quick, what question should I be asking my insurance broker? Should I say, hey, help me find the best plan? Is that where I start?
Well, it's best plan, but you also want to make sure that those plans are meeting the market reform requirements, that
mm-hmm.
they're providing the insurance that needs to be provided, that reimbursements are done as part of a group term or group health plan.
And what are some small businesses doing, last question for you, to actually get around this cutoff of 50 full-time employees?
Well, there's actually a look-back rule, so it's hard to do. But you hear anecdotally through, you know, the media and through talk that folks are paring back hours for employees and cutting it back because the 30 full-time or 30 hours is considered full-time or it's a full-time equivalent. And so they're paring back the number of employees and the number of hours that they work.
And so there's a three-year look back. So, Lewis, thanks so much for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you at Kaufman Rossen?
Well, certainly you can get in touch with me through the website. And there's also resources out there where we write and blog and create white papers on a variety of subjects, including this.
Lewis, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
In our next segment, we're going to talk about how to get your business unstuck. Isn't this the year that you deserve to make more money? I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. This is AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your roadways, 80 westbound in Morris, Illinois. You have a crash just west of Route 47. That's at Lisbon Road. The right lane is blocked. Serious injuries are being reported. Elsewhere, moving well on the Edens. Kennedy inbound, just a small pocket from Addison to Division. 23 from O'Hare. It's 13 from the junction. Outbound is clear at 20 minutes. Inbound on the Ike, some road work in the left lane has you slow. Ashland to downtown, 30 from Thorndale, 17 from Mannheim. That road work expected to be picked up by 5 a.m. Monday. Outbound is clear. Stevenson left lane road work on the outbound side from Harlan to First. Not seeing a delay at this time. And the inbound Ryan Express lanes have a left lane down from 67 to 59th. Full closure after midnight. Right now, 37 degrees, dropping to 30 overnight. And tomorrow, occasional new rain afternoon and a high of 42. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number four, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number five, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number six, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first five callers. I guarantee this is your year.
I have a confession to make. My name's Tony Orlando, and I love the services at the UPS store.
I also have a confession to make. I'm a UPS store owner, and I wish more people knew about our printing services.
I love your printing services.
You know we can print almost anything. Flyers, business cards, brochures.
You are my new best friend.
Visit theupsstore.com and see why small business owners can't get enough of everything we do. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com and nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
Confidence. Do you have it? This is Dr. Anna Palak from Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Confidence is what you feel when you know your teeth are white, your gums healthy, and your breath fresh. And that confidence shows in your smile. We see smiles of confidence every day when our patients leave the office after a cleaning, a whitening treatment, or a dental procedure. And those smiles make our day. Patients come in worried, often fearful, and we do whatever we can to make them comfortable. It might be an insurance concern, fear of pain, or even worries about how they'll look after we fit them with braces, dentures, or implants. But we address your every concern. And when we're done, we want to see that confident, beautiful smile. I invite you to call for an appointment today at 847-358-2477. Come on in and see our remodeled offices. Total Dentistry, a practice like no other. General dentistry and family dentistry. Learn more at TotalDentistry.org.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
One of the the ways that small business owners actually survive is that we lie to ourselves a lot. Admit it, we always tell ourselves lies just to kind of survive. And unfortunately, one of the biggest lies that we say to ourselves is really around sales and marketing. We say to ourselves, if we build it, they will come. And that's just not true. Here to help us really build a stronger sales and marketing campaign is Michelle Pippin. She's Main Street America's business strategist. She's committed to creating unreasonable results for small business owners all over the country. She's founded Women Who Wow, one of the fastest growing business development organizations for women. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. I'm excited to be here.
So this lie that if I build it, they will come really holds a lot of small business owners back, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's something that we not only tell ourselves, but we actually tell each other.
That's right.
We tell people, just get your name out there. You just have to get your name out there. And, you know, you and I both know that the truth is we only get paid when our clients come in here, right? When we get them on our showroom, in our office, on our website.
So a lot of small business owners say, okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do some marketing. I'm doing advertising. And then they get frustrated because there isn't results today. I remember when I had my last business, a guy didn't want to hire a marketing VP, but they hired him for a week. And after a week, he fired him because he said, well, we didn't get any results in a week. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons we get frustrated with advertising is because, first of all, we buy it because we want to get our name out there, when really what we really want is to get our clients in here and get profitable. So we're frustrated already, and we want it to work instantly as a one-act marketing play. And the truth is we only grow our businesses when we have some relationships and some sales sequences in place. We really need that back end to the advertising to make it work, and we do need to give it time.
So where do you start? Because you talk about sequences. I always use a different word. I say processes, that you've got to have sales and marketing processes, because we always get stuck in this idea that we never do any sales and marketing where we get really busy, but we need to have things that automatically go and that really are selling and marketing for us all the time, right? Where do you suggest small business owners start?
I'll be honest with you. One thing that I talk to small business owners about all the time is something I call an indoctrination sequence. And if that is one thing that you can really commit to, what that does really is you do your advertising, your networking, and you get interested prospects. Your indoctrination process can be put in place where that we take that interested prospect and start nurturing them towards the decision to become a committed client or patient. So it really starts nurturing them towards making a great decision for their health, their business, you know, whatever it is that you sell. So I recommend you start with that. What comes after that prospect raises their hand and says, you know, I might be interested in what you have to say, or I might be interested in more. So that's where I suggest business owners start.
So you can really educate them, give them something of value. And as I always say, be there when they're ready to buy.
Right, right. Help them. And actually, you know, diagnose and prescribe for them so that they know how to make a good buying decision for them. Sometimes, as you know, it's not me, it's not you, it's not the, you know, we're not the right fit for them. But we want to educate them through the buying process so that we get the right client and the market that we're serving gets the right solution.
Michelle, thanks for being on the show. You can reach Michelle at bmichellepippin.com or womenwhowow.com. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
And I want to thank all of you for joining this episode of Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank, of course, our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffran, and, of course, our booking producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year that you deserve to make more money, to bring your business to the next level? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look